Russia has postponed strategic talks with the U.S. to protest against Washington's refusal to discuss cybersecurity in February. The Russian ambassador to the U.S. says Washington's last-minute pullout from those talks in Geneva was an unfriendly step that gave the impression of being pre-planned. Anatoly Antonov says Russia's interagency delegation had already arrived in Switzerland for the talks, adding that the Americans refused to participate over baseless allegations against Moscow. The Russian diplomat says the U.S. withdrawal from those talks has worsened tensions between the two sides and made upcoming negotiations impossible. Moscow and Washington were set to discuss bilateral issues and strategic stability next week. Joining us live now from Washington, D.C. is Mr. Rustem Safronov, who is a political analyst. Mr. Safronov, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this this latest talk of, you know, these negotiations, the fact that those in February were essentially canceled by the U.S. at the last minute? That certainly isn't doesn't bode well for future negotiations, does it?
Obviously, it doesn't. We see that there's a part of anti-Russian campaign in the United States, which is based on a false allegation in Russian involvement in cyber attacks against the American electoral system. So based on that, different branches of the power in the United States keep pushing that agenda, which complicates the Russian-American relations.
So, Mr. Safronov, how far do you think the United States is willing to take this standoff at this time?
I think this cold frost, which right now present in Russian-American relations, will set up the tone for a quite long time. And we will have sanctions and pressure for quite a bit, so because of it seems like a Russophobian trend in American foreign policy and desire to contain Russia, so to keep a unipolar world, American domination, that's what all boils down to. So Russia is trying to dispute American domination in the world, and that the thing which is kind of like doesn't satisfy the American establishment. They could not lead that role. They don't want to lead that role. So that's all basis for future tensions, which will continue for quite a long time. That's why it would be my prognosis.
All right, Mr. Safronov, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us.